Well, Bill, you could probably give this segment because you've done this successfully for a few kids.
All right. The budgeting of going back to college. Kevin Myroff at NCA Financial Planners. All right. Let's start with the word budget. I think in Greek means plan. I just made that up. But you say you have to have a plan, right?
Yeah. I mean, before the child even steps foot at school, whether it's their first year, second or third, there needs to be a parental discussion. So sit down with your child ahead of time and at least have a discussion. And we're going to start talking about what's in that discussion in a minute.
Okay. Now, we're going to school. We've borrowed money. And you say right up front, this should be a part of the discussion every time you're heading back to school or every year as far as what you're planning. Keep in mind what that loan debt's going to be, right?
Right. I mean, every year you got to look at it. And then you got to sit down with your child. And if you're doing this yourself, and there's lots of calculators online to do this, at the end of your college education, how much debt are you going to have, and how much a month is that going to cost you? Is it going to cost you $500, $1,000, $2,000? Because that'll affect where you live, what kind of type of cars you buy, what type of job you get. Those are all important things to know ahead of time.
And understand how those loans will fit into your budget and what job you think you're going to get out of college. I mean, if you rack up $100,000 in debt and you're going to make 25 G's, I mean, it's one thing to like the job, but you still got to pay the debt back, right?
That's right, and you should think of that before you go to college, because if you want to have a job that's low-paying but you just love what it is, well, then you just got to go to a cheaper college.
Okay, creating a budget for the school year, sending your son or daughter off, understand costs. You've got to understand costs, too. There can be a lot of surprises when they're away at college.
That's right, and so not only did you talk about debt, but now we're going to talk about how you're going to spend your money at school. You know, we paid for your meal plan, but how many times are you going to go out to eat? What are those Ubers going to cost you back from the bars at night? How about books, textbooks? They cost a fortune. How are we going to do that?
I remember the first year Nate went, we had it all figured out, and then he called me, "Dad, I got my books today. It was $800," and I'm like, uh-oh, that's the one thing I didn't think about.
Yeah. And that could have been just one or two books.
Exactly, exactly. All right, college deals, be ready. Both my kids say you can normally get a free meal. You just go to a meeting somewhere, and there's always some free pizza. But there are different deals, though, at colleges, right?
Hey, the wheels got it going. I mean, that's one of the things you think of. Those free meals add up. But then people like Apple and Dell and Best Buy all have reduced pricing for buying computers and laptops. Retailers like J. Crew, Banana Republic, American Eagle, Nike, they'll all take 10 to 20% off for purchases for college kids if you can prove you're in college. Even if you like streaming music, there's great deals on Amazon Prime and other music, those streaming music places, for if you prove you're in college. Very, very inexpensive compared to what the average person has to pay.
Don't be proud. Find the deals out there. You going back to college, if your son and daughter, be highlighting them and find them. Kevin Myroff, good tips at NCA Financial Planners. Kevin, thanks much.
You bet. Have a great week, everybody.